This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Is it a sin? Is it a crime? Loving you, dear, like I do. If it's a crime, then I'm guilty. Guilty of loving you.
Hi, everyone. Long time no talk. This is Tori Telfer from Criminal Broads coming at you with a rare update episode. It's not really an episode, it's just an update. Hey, listen, I'm coming to you from New York City at the middle of the coronavirus pandemic in the US. Aren't these fun times? I hope you're all extremely safe. I hope you're all at home, stocked up, healthy. Hope your families are healthy. Things in New York are obviously not the most fun they've ever been right now, but I do believe we're flattening the curve, which is, for me personally, feels like hugely relieving, although I know there's still a long way to go. Anyway, I didn't pop on to talk about coronavirus, but how can we not? I popped on to update you about this podcast. As you probably guessed, if you listened to all my past episodes, I have had a baby since we last spoke. His name is Cecil, and he is pretty much the cutest human to ever walk this earth. I say walk because he definitely thinks he can walk. He cannot walk, but he sort of identifies as an older person, I've noticed. And he's just a delight. He's cute. He's fun. He's snuggly. I have also, since we last spoke, turned in my book on con women twice. So I turned it in at the end of November, and then I worked on the revision for the past couple of months, and I recently turned in the revision. So it's sort of on its way to being published. There's still a million little things I have to do before then, but it's going to be called Confident Women. I don't know if I've ever announced the title on here, but it's going to be called Confident Women, and it should be out from Harper Perennial in early 2021. So I'm hoping I can pop on here and let you all know when that's happening. But listen, I'm here to say, well, I'm not even going to call this sad news. I mean, we're in a pandemic. Let's have some perspective, Tori. But basically, I just wanted to pop on to tell you that, as you might have suspected, Criminal Broads is going on indefinite hiatus. I don't want to say that I'll never come on here again. I think it would be fun to do some episodes before my book comes out. I love podcasts. I would like to be on one in the future. But at the moment, I just can't. I'm so sorry, guys. I know that some of you were hoping for more episodes. I just don't have the bandwidth right now with Cecil and then with my writing and with a million other things that are going on. Podcasting is so fun, but as I know some of you listening have podcasts, it is an incredible amount of work. It is just really, it is sort of mind-blowing how much work it is, especially if you're doing a scripted podcast, which I'm doing, and not like a chat with your friends podcast. Not that there's anything wrong with a chat with your friends podcast, but you don't have to write multiple versions of the chat, I assume. Anyway, we can talk about podcasting, whatever, later over email if you want, but I don't have the bandwidth for it right now. And so I'm going to have to put the podcast on a break. It's not you, it's me. And I hope we'll reunite at some point in the future. Now you're probably screaming to yourself right now, Tori, how can I stay updated on you, your likes, your dislikes, your favorite recipes, your outfits? Oh, never fear. I am obviously pivoting to a lifestyle brand like every famous actress before me. If you want to stay in touch with me, I'm not pivoting to a lifestyle brand. And I'm trying not to be very hashtag online these days, trying to be more hashtag present with my hashtag real life. But you could try following me on my personal Instagram, which is at Tori__Telfer, because Tori_Telfer was taken. I don't want to talk about it. Although I don't think I'm going to post there very much, but you could also subscribe to my newsletter, which is at tinyletter.com/tori.gov. That's TORIDOTGOV, tori.gov. It's an old username I've had for a million years. and that's my newsletter where I will sometimes blab about things. You can also go to toritelfer.com, which is where I will always put like my recent writing or books or whatever. Yeah, I said books, plural. I'm feeling ambitious. I did want to say a couple other things. First of all, are you guys even listening to true crime at the moment? Hello? Is anyone even out there? I know a lot of people have stepped back their true crime consumption right now, which I'm not saying you have to. If you're still listening to true crime, continue. I don't like when people put a moral weight on genre, but I think that I know that a lot of people are kind of can't deal with true crime right now because of a little thing we like to call COVID-19. And I totally understand. Honestly, the thought of writing and researching a long episode on Eileen Wuornos right now just sounds kind of like, ugh, I can't. So I get it. Don't worry, true crime fans. The true crime genre, or the quote-unquote trend, is not going anywhere. We've been in a true crime boom, as people like to say in headlines, for literal centuries, probably since the beginning of human history. So you're always going to have those stories. Unfortunately, I don't think crime itself is going anywhere either. But I know some of us are feeling like we just need a break from it. So I wanted to give a couple of fun recommendations. Some of these are a little bit basic. I don't identify as a basic myself, but then sometimes I write out a list of things I like and I'm like, am I a basic? I don't think I am. And I'm not saying that to be arrogant. I'm really trying to work this through honestly. Would a basic have a true crime podcast? Unfortunately, the answer is yes. I think we know there are a lot of basic true crime podcasts out there now. Trying to think of something I've done recently that's not basic. Oh gosh, I've gotten really into vacuuming, which I'm going to say that's so basic, it's almost subversive there. Okay, I'm not basic. Woo, crisis averted. Honestly though, if you're basic, whatever, I don't care. I love you. There is some pleasure in being basic. Anyway, clearly I haven't done a podcast in a while because I have so much to say to you. Okay, so here are my recommendations of things to enjoy during these scary times. And believe me, these are escapist recommendations. I'm not... I understand that these are not going to cure anything. Okay, here's a book that one of my favorite books, and it's about the post-apocalypse. So if you think you can handle that, it's called Station 11 by Emily St. John Mandel, and it is about a troupe of Shakespearean actors roving around the country after the apocalypse, and I just remember thinking it was beautiful. And I tried to reread it the other day, but realized I loaned it to my brother many years ago. So I might order it online from an independent bookstore. All right, podcasts. If you're saying Criminal Broads is gone, I might as well delete my podcast app. I say thank you very much, but don't delete it. You should listen to a podcast called Tell Me About Your Father. So my amazing literary agent, Erin Hosier, recently started a podcast with some of her pals called Tell Me About Your Father, and it is about, quote, daddy issues, father figures, and dismantling the paternal mystique. So she is an incredible storyteller. If you listen to no other episode, just listen to the one about her and her father. You'll love it. If you're into cooking as much as I am, because I'm pretty sure we're all staying home and cooking, we should be at least, this is a great time to read some food memoirs. If you don't know about food memoirs, they are so comforting. My favorite genre is the like, I summered in Provence. Oh, the oysters, as briny as the sea, with a crisp white. They're very much not how I live my life. I don't, like, relate to them in any way. I wish I did. Obviously, I'd like to summer in Provence. So I don't read them in the way that you're reading something and you're nodding along saying like, oh, I totally know how that feels. But they are escapist and very rhapsodical, which I don't think is a word, but they're fun to read. So the best food memoir writer ever is M.K. Fisher. Don't at me. She's the queen. Go pick up some of her books and read about, like, I don't know, tearing into a loaf of bread and sopping up the remains of your linguine with clams that you was brought to you by a tiny old Italian woman who's been doing it in her little restaurant by the sea for a million years. Oh, it's wonderful. Okay, movie recommendation. This might be basic. My husband and I have gotten really into the James Bond films. Let me tell you why you should get into them too. They are ridiculous. Okay, they're fun. Some of them are really good. They're action-packed, whatever, fast cars, hot babes. But I am mostly liking them because I find myself screaming throughout the entire thing. That would never happen. And I know that's the point. He's like a hero. They're not realistic. But I'm finding it sort of fun to get mad at how unrealistic they are. Can we talk about the time he literally dives off a cliff as an airplane is also falling off a cliff, a totally empty airplane? He dives into the door of the airplane, which is somehow open, and then like starts the airplane up and flies it. I was screaming. I was just screaming. I was like, there's no way he's diving off a cliff. Wait, there's also an airplane. Wait, he's getting in the airplane. Wait, there's no one else in the airplane. Like, I don't know. It's fun. They're very fun. And let's see what else. Oh, another thing I like, if you're in New York, I hope you do this too. At 7 p.m. every night, I am loving hanging out my apartment window and cheering for the amazing essential workers out there. It is so cool to hear everyone else in my neighborhood do it. It is so beautiful. Brought tears to my eyes. The first time I heard it, there's this beautiful woman above me with a British accent who is going, thank you, thank you, thank you. And it just made my heart swell. And speaking of essential workers, I want to give a shout out to two incredible ones. My cousin Aaron is an ER doctor, and my brother Sammy is an EMT, and they are both out there literally fighting the coronavirus, and I could not be more proud of them. And before I go, I just want to give a shout out to the patrons who've come aboard since I left on maternity leave. This I can just tell is a quality group of people. All right, thank you to Madison Pope, Kate Much, Mackenzie Woodley, Lauren Connolly, Caitlin Hobbs, Valerie Flommer, Jennifer Chang, Kelly S., Kelly Jacobson, Chalet Roberts, Misty Jones, Sabrina McLean, Jennifer Bradshaw, Jamie Schaefer, and Ellen Bibb. Thank you so much. Mwah. All right, that's all the news that's fit to podcast from me. For Aaron, for Sammy, for your friends, for your neighbors, for your world, please stay safe, stay home. Read a book if you can, and I don't know when we'll meet again, but I hope to talk to you in better times. Love you. Bye.
Maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong, loving you, dear, like I do. If it's a crime, then I'm guilty of loving you.